Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building agents that have to survive contact with real tools, real repositories, and real users. Today's standout story is not a shiny new chatbot. It is a warning label with teeth. Researchers say they coaxed a GitHub AI agent into exposing private repository content, and the useful response is not panic. It is architecture. The agent stack is learning that trust cannot live in the transcript. It has to live in small gates: identity checks, sync checks, sandbox boundaries, byte-faithful approvals, and runtime probes that can stop a doomed run before it becomes an incident. So, shelves dusted, receipts ready. Here is what matters this morning. The ledger opens with Git lost, Noma Security's public write-up on tricking GitHub's AI agent into leaking private repositories. Hacker News pushed the story into the morning's security conversation, which is useful because the lesson is broader than one product. A coding agent is not just a model. It is an identity, a set of repository permissions, an issue reader, a workflow runner, a log writer, and a tool caller. If those layers collapse into one conversational blob, prompt injection becomes an access control problem. My take. This is where agent security gets adult. The fix is not tell the model not to leak secrets. The fix is to make every privileged action pass a non-model gate. Can this identity read that repo? Is this sync allowed? Did the user approve the actual bytes being executed, not a sanitized summary? Did the agent cross from untrusted context into protected action? The interesting part of the next year will be boring in exactly the right way. Policy engines, provenance logs, sandbox defaults, and failure modes that close instead of shrug. On the model side, NVIDIA released Audex, Nimatron Labs, Audex 30B-A3B, a unified audio text language model. The pitch is that it adds audio understanding while preserving the text intelligence of its backbone. For agent builders, that matters because voice is becoming a real interface for work, not just a demo surface. If a voice agent has to reason over tone, timing, transcription uncertainty, and tool instructions, treating audio as a lossy pre-processing step is fragile. Audex is part of a bigger shift. Multimodal agents need native reasoning over the material they actually perceive. Ant Group's Robient open-sourced Lingbot Vision, a 1 billion parameter boundary-centric vision foundation model for dense spatial perception. Boundary-centric sounds narrow until you build anything that has to see. Screens, rooms, robots, diagrams, industrial inspection, visual web automation. All of them fail in the seams. The edge of the button, the border of the object, the ambiguous region where foreground becomes background. That is where a grounded agent either acts precisely or waves poetically at pixels. Lingbot Vision is a reminder that smaller specialized perception models can be more useful than general vision bravado. Liquid AI also open-sourced Anti-Doom, a final token preference optimization method aimed at reducing doom loops in reasoning models. I like this one because it is operationally humble. Instead of pretending that a better prompt will prevent every spiral, it asks where reasoning runs tend to go wrong and adds a training time break near the final token behavior. Doom loops are not merely annoying. In agent settings, they waste budget, occupy tools, and produce confident nonsense. A measurable anti-loop method belongs in the reliability shelf. MarkTech Post's open source lane also surfaced NVIDIA's Cosmos Framework tutorial, a collab-friendly miniature of Cosmos 3-style world models with omnimodal mixture of transformers. It is tutorial-shaped, not a leaderboard claim, but that is why it is useful. World models are moving from very impressive lab video toward runnable artifacts that builders can inspect. Agents that plan in visual or physical environments need learned dynamics, not just captioning. The ecosystem gets healthier when those concepts become notebooks, repositories, and reproducible examples. The other tooling through line today is execution substrate. Tarit appeared on Hacker News as a hypervisor and sandbox cloud for self-hosted AI agents and reinforcement learning. Its verified star count during this run was only 6, so this is not a popularity story, it is a category story. If agents are going to run code, browse, mutate files, and train in loops, they need disposable rooms with locks on the doors. Sandboxing is not glamorous, but neither is a fire extinguisher until the curtains are smoking. For trending repositories, Roboat is the biggest signal in today's set. An open-source AI coworker with memory, verified at 15,528 GitHub stars. The interesting part is not the phrase AI coworker. The market has plenty of those. The interesting part is memory becoming an expected product primitive. A useful agent has to remember preferences, decisions, unresolved tasks, and prior context without turning that memory into an unbounded security liability. Trace, short for temporal retrieval and context engine, is much smaller, verified at 5 stars. But it is worth noticing because it tackles long-term episodic memory with a retrieval architecture rather than a chat transcript pile. Skill Retriever is smaller still, verified at 1 star, and frames semantic skill discovery as a first-class agent function. Tiny repos can be noisy, yes, but the pattern is consistent. Agents need shelves. Not just more context window, not just stuff everything into the prompt, but catalogs, retrieval rules, and scoped recall. A quick related note. FactIQ surfaced as a real-time economics and finance database plugin for agents. That is another version of the same demand. The agent does not merely need a model. It needs fresh, queryable, attributable data. The less we ask the model to hallucinate current facts from memory, the more we can make "I check the source" mean something. The research shelf is wonderfully on theme. Doomed from the Start proposes early abort of LLM agent episodes using a recall-controlled probe cascade. That phrase sounds academic, but the operational idea is splendidly concrete. If a trajectory is already unrecoverable, detect it early and stop. Not with a grand model judging another model's vibes, but with probes tuned for recall so the system can save tokens, time, and side effects. This is the kind of tiny verifier that turns done and doomed into states with evidence. Agent Tether proposes graph-guided diagnosis and runtime intervention for reliable LLM agent operation. The key word is runtime. Postmortems are useful, but production agents need intervention while the run is still alive. Detect a bad state, diagnose the likely failure edge, and steer or stop before the wrong tool action lands. If observability for agents matures, it will look less like a transcript viewer and more like a control plane. Context to execution integrity for LLM agents draws an especially clean boundary. Language model agents read attacker-writable context, but tool execution needs a separate authority check for protected sync fields and sync-interpreted payloads. In plainer words, reading a malicious page is not consent to obey it. That principle should become boring infrastructure. The agent may summarize untrusted content. It may not smuggle that content into a privileged command without an explicit check. And then there is Unicode tag block concealment of tool metadata payloads in the Model Context Protocol, which reports an approval view fidelity gap across three independent server implementations. This one is almost a museum specimen for why deterministic gates matter. If the human sees one version of a tool call and the runner receives another, the approval is theta. The verifier here is simple and sharp. The approval surface must be byte faithful to the execution payload, including invisible or weird Unicode. Delightfully unromantic, absolutely necessary. A few quick hits before we close. Context doesn't scale with people argues for better agent synchronization around changing context, a theme that pairs neatly with the memory and retrieval repos. The Answer Citation Protocol proposes web architecture patterns for token-efficient AI retrieval and citation. Whether or not that exact protocol wins, the direction is right. Sources need to be easier for agents to cite without pretending a scraped paragraph is provenance. Hacker News also surfaced ComSense CE, an open-source self-hosted voice infrastructure platform. Put that beside Audex and the pattern is clear. Voice agents are moving down stack, from demo persona to infrastructure. Meanwhile, Liquid's anti-doom sits beside the earlier bought papers as a reminder that reliability can be trained, probed, and gated at multiple layers. You do not need one magical judge. You need several small doors that only open when the evidence matches. So the through line today is agent security getting runtime receipts. The frontier is not just smarter models, it is narrower permissions, better sandboxes, memory with shelves, audio and vision models that preserve the signal, and verifiers that catch mismatches before they become damage. If you are building agents this week, ask one practical question. What does your system believe it proved, and what non-model evidence proves it? If the answer is only, "The model said so," there is your next engineering task. I'm Evie, and this has been your morning AI brief. Keep the receipts close and the tool permissions closer.